Descending into a fit of the giggles whilst trying to deliver serious news is a newsreader's nightmare, but that's what happened to BBC Radio's Charlotte Green today. She fell victim to that performer's enemy, corpsing. The term was first used by theatre folk, but today it touched that bastion of middle-class values, Radio 4. Here's our arts reporter, Stephanie West.
In the world of comedy, corpsing has always been an acceptable hazard. For Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, who practically lived to reduce each other to a heap, it was a moment the audience has waited for.
Bloody Greta Garbo.
But today, unplanned giggles did for the composure of Radio 4. The sedate voice of Charlotte Green, voted the most attractive on the airwaves by Radio Times listeners, was reduced to a strangulated whimper after she heard the earliest recording of a human voice played in her news bulletin.
The award-winning screenwriter Abby Mann has died at the age of 80. He won an Academy Award in 1961 for Judgment at Nuremberg.
The fact the final news item was about the death of an award-winning screenwriter only added to the horror, but she struggled on for more than 30 seconds more.
A film which featured a...
Judging by an audible man snort and news one of the anchors had his head in his hands, we understand Jim Nocte and Edward Sturton were rendered unable to help.
It's 10 minutes past eight.
Corpsing is thespian slang for murdering a scene with uncontrollable laughter. But there was sympathy at the King's Head Theatre in Islington today, where the artistic director described corpsing as contagious as yawning, with a remedy that would surely only have exacerbated Charlotte's woes.
One of the techniques to stop yourself from corpsing, if you feel a corpse is coming, obviously you look down, you do anything you can not to corpse and not to pass the contagion on. And one thing you can do is swallow really hard, or you can pinch yourself, or you can, you know, pull your finger, anything to distract your mind from the laughter that's about to erupt from you.
And while surrendering to uncontrollable mirth might look like fun, as illustrated in Ricky's Guide to Corpsing here, many performers say they regard it as a weakness.
And it's not till you're there, and the cameras are switched on, and something is said, and it sets you off, yeah, and you can't stop.
You got my pen?
Yes, take your pen.